The authority started yesterday with a new system of people solving problems at tables in the Welcome Center on Grand Island, just off exit 19. It's 3 to 6 in the afternoon, Tuesday and Thursday. A sample of those who showed up said the staffers at the cashless tolling customer assistance sessions were able to understand the issues and resolve most of them. Madison Diaz is both a Grand Island resident and a driver dealing with the electronic systems.
All the late fees, when they're over $200, and they say they won't refund you, but they'll credit the account, which we won't hit that number in tolls, and I calculated in about 3 years. So I don't want over $200 on hold.
Diaz says the problem appears resolved. She doesn't see why Grand Island residents should pay a toll, arguing past tolls have long since paid for the bridges, and she sees this as just a way to funnel money toward New York City. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.